Lilly Ledbetter, an activist whose fight for pay equity led to passage of the landmark Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act of 2009, died on Saturday. She was 86 years old. NPR's Shondalise Duster is here to help us remember Ledbetter and her legacy. Hi there.
Hi.
So Shondalise, just start by telling us a bit about Lilly Ledbetter and her life.
When I spoke with her longtime speaking manager, Jody Solomon, she called her fierce, a crusader, and a really good friend. She was born in Jacksonville, Alabama, and worked as a supervisor at a Goodyear tire plant in Gadsden, Alabama, when she found out she was being paid less than her male coworkers for the same job. She ultimately filed a complaint with the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission and a lawsuit. She won, but the Supreme Court ultimately ruled that her claim was filed too late. Still, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg challenged Congress to take up the issue of fair pay, and that culminated in the Fair Pay Act of 2009. In the decades since her case, her story still resonates. Just last week, Ledbetter was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award from Advertising Week for her activism on equal pay. A movie called Lilly that is based on her life is being shown at screenings across the country. And former President Barack Obama, who signed the bill named after her into law, also paid tribute to Ledbetter. He said in a statement that she did what so many Americans before her have done, setting her sights high for herself and even higher for her children and grandchildren.
I mean, this case was quite monumental. Let's take a listen to some of what former President Obama had to say back in 2009.
This is only the beginning. I know that we stay focused, as Lilly did, and keep standing for what's right, as Lilly did. We will close that pay gap, and we will make sure that our daughters have the same rights, the same chances, and the same freedoms to pursue their dreams as our sons.
How have her activism and the legislation affected the pay gap between men and women?
Her activism has led to changes, especially when it comes to pay in the workplace, including allowing workers to have more time to present a pay discrimination case. And while there is more work to be done on pay equity, there has been some progress. The Pew Research Center released a report last year that shows the gender pay gap has narrowed. 40 years ago, women earned 65 cents for every dollar that men earned. Fast forward to 2022, women earned 82 cents for every dollar that men did.
As you've just been describing, this was a fight that was incredibly meaningful to Ledbetter. I know that back in 2009, she shared some advice for working women with NPR's Michelle Martin. Let's take a listen.
I would like to tell the young women who are out there working to be aware of what's happening to them and their job, and to keep their goals set high and to strive to achieve them and step up, don't step back, to get what they're entitled to, because we do live in a great country.
And Shondalise, how would you characterize her legacy when it comes to young women in the workplace?
Her case has inspired some women to become bolder about advocating for themselves and their pay in the workplace. Fatima Goss Graves, who is president and CEO of the National Women's Law Center, remembered Ledbetter in a statement saying, "Even into her 80s, Lilly never hesitated to hop on planes to speak to women across the country about why they must actively fight for wage equality." Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi praised Ledbetter for her work and said her name is synonymous with courage, opportunity, and progress.
That's NPR's Shondalise Duster. Thank you.
Thank you so much.